Frankie the DM.
I'm Joe, and I play Ati.
Andy, and I play Alum.
And, we're headed to a brothel. I say we because I am currently, I'm currently voicing and controlling, my current favorite NPC, a young halfling teenager by the name of Teoris, who Alum has lovingly nicknamed Ted, or ignorantly nicknamed Ted. I'm not quite sure which direction. You guys want to give just 30, not even 30 seconds of what else happened last week?
We entered the town of Tarnstead. It appears to have been, like, ravaged by the cultists, working for the Sons of the Scourge, or who are the Sons of the Scourge, working for Malexis. They tore the place apart. We went to the blacksmith's place to try to find out some information. Blacksmith was not there, but Teoris was. And we went with him to try to find his family's house, and it was completely destroyed. There were some imps there looting it. We destroyed them brutally. And then we felt bad for this kid who just clearly lost his parents. He's pretty at peace with it, but, we're awful good. Wait, what?
It's the devil, right?
Oh, yeah. We're gonna be lawful good, and we're gonna make it up to him. We're gonna do something nice, and we're gonna take him to a brothel.
Can you please, we haven't done an erection check.
Actually.
Like, in a whole episode.
Yeah, wait for the brothel, but I guess it's important to check before and after.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see which direction it goes.
Destroying the imps, how hard did you get?
Okay.
I don't think that's right.
Yeah, this is right?
Oh, no. Okay, you're right, it is.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's
I know you don't want to believe that I could possibly
peg
it right.
You're right, but go ahead.
Okay, we got
24.
24%.
Okay. All right.
I don't know what I'm coming up from.
It's a new day. It's not a new day.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not. It's
okay.
Not that.
All right, so Ted, please, guide us towards the brothel. We need a good night's rest.
Yeah, you guys got it, sure. So he walks you down the street and walks you back around towards the main street of Tarnstead. You see some more boarded up houses, some more burnt down places. As the further you get into the town, there's like less burnt down stuff, so it seems like it was more concentrated in the front gate part of the town that you guys came through. So, you guys, he points as you turn a corner at a building that is shaped like a raven. Because that's a thing.
No, not the rookery.
Yeah, we need the brothel.
Yeah, I know, that's it. I told you, the rookery's a tower.
That's the brothel?
Yeah, it's the brothel.
The one that looks like the raven?
Yeah.
So,
anyone ever think about that?
Is the rookery shaped like a naked woman?
I don't know if I can make that canon.
can you? You can't canonize things. You're like, this guy's high. Anyway,
don't listen to him. He's talking crazy.
Okay, let's head over to the brothel. We need to get a room. I need to rest and get my lay on hands powers back up.
Yeah, go to the brothel and get your lay on hands.
Yes, I do.
That's what you do.
Yes.
So you go up to the brothel and you go to the door and it's locked.
What?
Well, this is unexpected.
Well, okay, so I knock on the door and I say, "Hello, we are weary adventurers looking for a place to rest our heads." I like the idea of, like, completely not thinking about the brothel in a sexual way at all. It's like, this is...
I'm just gonna die about resting our heads.
Yeah. This is where men come to rest their heads, or so I've been told.
Well, men certainly come.
What?
Yes.
I didn't get that joke.
That wasn't Ted, that was Frankie.
Okay, so I knock
that
again.
That was the voice from Bubba.
I knock
Ted
again.
Goes,
"Hello?
No, guys, there's like a special knock.
You know it?
Well, yeah.
Here before?
Well, of course.
Alright, do the special knock. Thank you. That's it?
Yeah, I think that's, I'm pretty sure.
You think that's it?
I think that's it. And the door swings open.
Oh, great. Okay, so we strut in.
So wait, you don't know what you see yet.
Okay. I guess not, but that doesn't mean I'm not about to do
okay.
What I'm about to do.
Go ahead.
I strut in, and not being super familiar with, like, because so what I decided was, the reason that this is where I want to go as, like, an inn is because while I've been traveling as a hermit, as well as I know people, I'm a little confused with, like, town structure, society type stuff. So the idea of a brothel is just very foreign to me.
Oh, okay.
What I decided.
I like
I assume this is just an inn.
And my character's been, in a monastery his whole life. He doesn't really know the,
So I swing open...
So I'm just to clarify, are you guys saying that Ted is gets more poon than you guys?
I think, yes. I'm pretty sure that's what I'm saying, yes.
Solid.
Okay, so I swing open the
door. Our characters
have
no idea where they are right now.
And I say, you know, a horn of ale, please, for me and my traveling companions. We have been traveling for many a fortnight to get here, and we're grown quite weary. Please, a place to rest our heads.
This place seems...
So I stand there heroically, like, chest out, like standard,
light
like...
Light glowing from behind you.
Light glowing from behind me, like, traditional fantasy hero, like, has just entered to blow off some steam.
This place appears to be full of women. Perhaps the cultists spared the women? Where are the children, though?
So, as you do your whole little speech...
Wait. Sorry, as I interrupt the fun. Were any of the cultists we saw women?
Some of them were women, sure.
Okay.
What does that mean?
No!
What does that mean?
I wanted to find out maybe this was a trap of some kind.
Oh,
so now I'm metagaming.
A sexist piece.
I didn't say I wasn't. I just wanted to make sure I knew.
Okay.
Because if we saw
some... almost all male. It was called the Sons of the Scourge.
But I think like, you meant the brothel was almost all male for a second.
Hey,
like,
there's men in the brothel,
Frankie
too.
Frankie has yet to describe the brothel.
Yeah, you guys haven't let me say shit. So you guys...
All we know is Ted has been here a lot.
You guys do your stupid little hero thing, and Ted just shakes his head and waves over, and you see this, like, chubby, stout little dwarf woman who is, like, older. Like, she's got, like, she's got crow's feet in the Raven building. And she's got, like, some gray in her hair, and it's tied back. And she kind of waddles over, and she goes,
"So who are your friends?"
And Ted goes, "I'm talking to myself. This is me talking to myself.
Yeah.
I love when this happens." And Ted goes, don't even worry about them. They're, like, you know, they're not from around here."
Don't even trick Don.
It got a little
yeah.
It's
Ted's been getting... Ted started off not super Morty, and he got slowly more...
I can't be a child and not be Morty.
I think it's that you can't be high and not be Morty. As soon as he decided he was
no.
going to be high, he became Morty.
Maybe that's true. Maybe that's who we're talking it up to. I don't know. In my experience, weed leads to Rick voice, not Morty. That's all other things.
Don't even trip dog.
Don't even trip dog. She just kind of like looks over at you guys, looks back at him, and she just goes,
"So the usual, Ted?"
And he just nods, and
they call him Ted too.
Walking upstairs, fuck.
What are the odds?
God damn.
I keyed in something there with that.
Yeah, you're
excited. I don't know what to do.
It's canon.
It's canon.
I guess his nickname is Ted.
His nickname is Ted. Fuck! I'm such an idiot.
Thank you for taking us here, Theo.
It's Teor. It's...
Yes, Theo.
Fuck.
What? Are you mad that you had the...
That I made a mistake?
That you had the madam use the wrong name?
Yeah.
You can... It's okay.
I'm gonna do it again.
Okay.
Okay. If we're going back.
It's okay.
You can't handle him actually being called Ted.
It just doesn't make any sense. Why would, then, you
doesn't
know...
Doesn't make any sense.
He's in a building shaped like a raven. Why would...
Yeah, you really gotta let
this go.
You
can't do anything illogical.
Sometimes things
Fine.
Are gonna be silly.
You're right. Okay, whatever. Okay, so he goes upstairs, and she goes behind the bar, this dwarf lady with the silly voice, goes behind the bar area, and you guys do notice a lot of people milling around, and most of them are half-dressed, and there are men...
In the
and,
Carthene fashion?
Yeah, pretty much that.
Okay.
The, like, Animal House toga fashion.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of these people are dressed like we dressed at Del Tassai.
Yeah, I bet.
Sure. Sure, that's true.
So you guys see various races, but primarily you're seeing humans, you're seeing halflings, you're seeing a couple of dwarf ladies, you don't see any dwarf men. There's, like, one elf man... And that's it. Those are the only races you see, I decided. So, the dwarf
these people lady, are just living it up? Are they oblivious to what's going on outside? Or are they just kind of not care? Are they, like...
I don't know. Ask them.
Okay.
Jerk. Stop asking the DM. Ask the character.
But what's the madam trying to tell us, yeah, or ask for?
So you guys wanted ale?
Yes, a horn of ale for me and my traveling companions.
So she pours you guys some ale, and then she sets it down on the little bar top, and then she says,
I hope that's not all I can get you tonight.
No, of course not. Since we have built up this thirst, we're going to need a place to rest our heads. Here, how much is a room?
The room's included in the price.
In
good!
The price of the ale.
Yeah, sure.
Great. Well,
we should probably take one room. It'll be cheaper that way.
Yes, it would be. Yeah.
Yes, we'd like to share a room, me and my friend here.
Ted, you can stay with us.
He's gone. He's super gone. He's upstairs.
Ted?
Okay.
Oh. Ted. He must have gone to look for his family.
We'll also pay for a room for the boy. He's having a hard time.
A very hard
time. This is happening.
Yes, it's a hard time. It's very hard on him. It's very hard right now.
Can I get an erection check? For you, not Ted.
Okay.
Frankie does a hidden DM roll for Ted's erection check.
Oh, wait, actually. 70?
I believe that's just 7%.
Is it? Oh, it's 0-0? Are you sure?
Yeah. Because, look, if you had rolled this, it would have been 87. You get
it? Yeah, okay.
Okay, so Joe is
I'm down 7%, which makes sense because I'm in a very non-sexual situation.
He's about to split a room with me after sharing a horn of ale, so he's in a very flaccid state right now.
I'll check again when we get into the room alone.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why you guys are convinced you're getting into the room alone.
I'm not sure either, but I feel like we are.
Okay.
We'll make this happen.
So she goes... Well, we definitely have rooms with double beds. You wouldn't be the first person to request such a thing, of course.
Of course
not. Why not? It's a brothel? Is that what you call your inns here? Yes.
And it must be a popular location, being so close to a monastery.
I'm not going to make the joke I was going to make. No, I'm just not going to do it.
I'm sure many travelers have made pilgrimages here.
That's a word for it.
Yes, it is.
Now, before you take us to our room so we can rest our heads, offer your toast with this ale. To us, to a long friendship. Long may us be together.
Yes.
So long.
We'll be very long together.
On your long and hard journey.
By the way, I forget if you remember, but my character flaw I picked when building it was that I'm all too happy to indulge in pleasures such as wine and ale.
Right, but and not sex, apparently.
No, it didn't come up. It didn't come up.
It's not on my character sheet.
It wasn't a thing.
There's no section for, you know.
Okay. But I indulge in the ale, so...
This is good ale. Brother Chadwick, he loved his ale. He'd meditate while drinking sometimes. He would actually stand his head on top of a keg or a barrel and would just he would meditate for hours on end.
Heineken on it.
He'd meditate for hours on end until the barrel was empty. He really liked to meditate a lot.
His name was Chadwick.
His name was Brother Chadwick.
That's fascinating to learn, Ati. I love hearing about your past. But for now, let us sip of this horn and then, dear woman, please, take us to a room after we can lay out our horn.
You gotta stop.
What? What?
So, as you are sipping your ales, two human ladies come up and they go on either side of you guys, and one puts their arm around a loom, and I have to impersonate a girl. Fuck.
Oh shit, what a girl sound like.
What a girl sound like. I've literally never spoken
hello
to a girl.
That's, whenever you get in a loss of a voice, hello, just be prepared. That's what I'm going to throw in. Hello!
That'll be the halfling male prostitute that you speak to. So she goes, Is there any of that for me?
Any of the ale?
Any of the horn?
Yes, the horn of ale. Here, let me pour you some. Yes, I love indulging in the drink, if you will.
Alum, the poor girl looks thirsty. We should give her some.
We definitely should. Here, have some of my horn.
Don't worry, we'll give it to you.
So then the other one who's near Adi puts her arm around Adi, and she says, "Oh, so you will give it to us?"
Well, yes, here.
Yes, I believe we just agreed.
Wow, people sure do seem friendly here.
They do.
So the,
well, would you please show us to our room?
Oh, okay. So the girl who was
on the loan. Did we pay at the end, or did we already give money to?
You pay at the end. At okay. This brothel, they trust you.
Yeah, we trust you.
We trust you.
So the girl who was around, who had her arm around a loom, walks over to the dwarf madam and exchanges some words and gets a key from her and then motions after you guys, and the other girl follows her and they're walking upstairs.
Okay. So, have you met Ted before? Apparently he has stayed here often.
Oh, you must mean Teoris. He must like you very much if he shared his nickname with you.
Yes, he's a very interesting person. We have not known him long, but a very philosophical mind.
Oh, I know him to be long, all right.
We can learn much from him, yes. Very, very long person. Wait, why am I calling... why would I call him a long person? Anyway...
That's his last name. His name is Teoris Longperson.
He's a very deep thinker. He seems to really like it deep.
Yes. Now...
This is the dumbest thing.
Now, thank you. Thank
we are you not playing a game. We are just making dick jokes for an hour.
I don't know if you're aware, that's what we were doing in all of the other episodes.
Okay.
Thank you for a show. This, just so you know, this is the longest decision to stay at an inn that I've ever been a part
ever
of. It's always like, we get there and we find an inn. Okay, you find an inn. We pay for a room for the night, and then the next morning, let's talk to the innkeeper. It's like, that's how it works. And then it's like, okay, you're refreshed. You got your dailies back, whatever. But
you didn't pick an inn, you picked a brothel. There's an inn in the town, yeah. And you asked for the brothel.
Be that as it may. So, now you...
What's the name of this establishment, by the way? It seems very nice.
Oh, it's called The Imp and the Serpent. Couldn't you tell?
A fine name. But now, we need to replenish our lay on hands pool and rest.
You can lay on
we're...
as many hands as you want.
Yes, 10 at this level. Now, you see...
10 hands?
We're going to...
There's only 8 hands between us. Do you want us to get someone else?
Nah, it's all right. I see you're confused. Perhaps you've not met a follower of Morden, a paladin, before.
Trust me, but... I've met a lot... of paladins.
Do you know Marius?
From the monastery?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes. She knows Marius. Knew Marius. He passed. I hope that's not distressing to you. Were you close?
We had been a couple times.
Sorry for your loss. We will need time to rest and recover our strength, so please leave us to our quarters, and perhaps we will see you in the morrow. It was lovely seeing you. And then so Ati and I
just
kind of closed the door.
Good night, woman.
Good night, then.
Okay. All right, fine. I'll roll with it.
We just kind of closed the door on them. And now we're in the room. And now it's just like being in a normal in-room, except I imagine it's
really
got like
big heart-shaped bed.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, vibrate.
Wait, she said it was a double bedroom because some people like to get down like that. So there's two gigantic heart-shaped beds.
Stacked on top of each other to make one bed.
No, they're pushed next to each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, two halves of a big heart.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
Ah, yes, these sheets are so fine. They're made of satin or silk. This is a wonderful place for us to stay. Ted certainly knows his way around town. I hope we can properly thank him tomorrow, but I'm glad we're paying for his stay tonight.
Yes, it's quite luxurious. You know, I'm not used to seeing so many women around. Brother Chadwick had interesting views on women. He found them to be a distraction, so our monastery was mostly entirely male.
You're a knock at the door.
Just a moment. Excuse me.
This is odd.
I go up to the door, open the door. Yes, hello.
Okay, there's now a human male and a halfling male.
Hello there. Can we help you?
Hello.
Fuck. We heard that you sent our female friends away and thought that perhaps we might be more up your alley.
I'm sorry, friend. I'm always interested in meeting new people, but perhaps we can talk in the morning. You see, we had a quite tiring and thrilling journey, if I must say, and we truly must rest our heads. Good night for now.
Good night.
So you close the door?
Yeah. Close the door.
Okay.
This is a very friendly establishment.
Very, very. I've not been to an inn such as this. It's fascinating. Now, okay, so we remove our plate armor. We may, you know, light a candle, maybe meditate for a little bit.
Okay, you know. Hear another knock at the door.
Okay, so our plate armor is now, like, lying on the floor over there. There's a single candle lit since we were meditating. We open the door.
I've been rubbing oils on myself as part of my meditation.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have ritual oils that I rub on my skin.
Okay.
So I'm oiled up at this point.
Did we open the door?
Yes, we opened the door.
There's a donkey.
Okay. Well, this is...
Just a donkey?
Just a donkey.
Well,
this is...
Perhaps they...
Strange.
...wanted to provide us with a steed?
There's a note strapped to the donkey.
Oh, there's a note. Let's see what it says.
Please, Otto, give it a read. Let me know what it says.
Well, I'm going to write it down so you can read it.
Okay.
Well, this is a fine-looking donkey.
I believe it's called a burro.
Looks a little worn out. They must have him working really hard. Poor guy.
Perhaps he could stay with us for the evening.
Yes, perhaps. I wouldn't want to send him back out to the stables. It's cold outside at the moment.
Oh my god, my pen.
Looks like it might rain. Here, boy. Aw, you're a good donkey.
Does it have an erection?
Oh, hold on. I'm going to roll an erection check.
I didn't do an erection. Do I have an erection?
I said monkey, I meant donkey. GG. He is 38% erect.
Let's see who wins.
69.
I am 69% erect.
Okay. Don't pay attention. It's common for animals to just kind of get random erections. Don't be embarrassed by it, boy. They're just... Appears to be a heart on the note. Let's see if there's anything inside. Here we go. The note says, "This is the most exotic package we offer. Hope this helps. Heart, Olga." Ha! Well, that's interesting.
Strange.
I guess they are offering us a steed.
Okay, I don't know if we really need
the
this.
The donkey pushes its way into here.
Perhaps we can politely refuse the offer in the morning. Yes.
You know, we could use a steed. Honestly, it's getting tired. Tiring walking around with all this armor.
I guess we could always trade off on who gets to ride it.
True. We should name him, shouldn't we?
Yes. How about Long Dong Silver?
Should it be Long Donk Silver? Or just...
Well, he has a silvery coat, I decided, and he has a long, strong mount, and his name is John.
It says it right there on his collar.
John. Long John.
His spiky, oh, leathery collar.
I did. Oh. I just retconned it.
Okay.
And it's like, oh, I'm sorry, did I say Don? Just because I wanted to remove the part that was obviously penile about it.
Okay.
Alright, so anyway, the donkey finds its way into
Long
our
John
room.
Silver.
We lie down because we really actually need to get some rest, because we really need to refresh our health. And we say, so I give Long Dong Silver, Long John Silver, a pat, and I just say,
we should just stick with Long Dong Silver.
See you, Long Dong, see you in the morning, Long Dong Silver. We'll discuss with the owners, what to do with you. Good night, Otty. Good night.
Good night, Loom. You know, Loom, we haven't really talked much about who we are. I don't really actually know anything about you. That's a good Long Dong Silver. I'll just keep petting you.
Friendly.
Yes. So, what were you doing before we came here and met Long Dong Silver?
Well, you see, I was wandering. I was more in tune with nature than I was with the towns that I would visit. I'm sure you haven't met many Celestials like myself, as you're walking around. I never felt like I belonged anywhere. And eventually I met a monk along the road, lived his life as a pilgrim, a hermit, perhaps you would say. And I learned the teachings of Morden. Felt in line with how I felt about nature and the few close friendships that I had made. So I became interested, and I went to find a monastery of my own, and what I found was, on the whole, they were very accepting of me, even though I was an Asimar. While they were mostly dwarves, because of the tenants, they grew to appreciate me, and I was happy to be there, and I guess that's how I ended up hearing about Marius and his order of the Hammers of Morden, and, well, I guess here we are now. I can't tell you much more about my past, I guess. I just kind of had been wandering as long as I remember, not spending too long in any given place until finally I found a place where I could belong. I just hope that we can find some justice for Marius. I truly felt at home there.
Yes, Marius was a good man. He will be missed.
Can I have an erection?
Yes. Yes, you may.
After that touching moment, we have I'm down to 16.
Oh, all right.
That got me. Soft.
I was really amped about you having
a
super boner.
It was a sobering moment.
Okay, well, you know what? That tells me something about your character, I think.
Yeah, that says a lot about
you. Were really invested in it.
Yeah,
I know a lot about Deltasi. You like to bring them up quite a bit. They must have meant a lot to you, that order.
They do. They were the only ones who took me in. I was somewhat of a vagabond as a child. No one really accepted me for my appearance. You see, I looked like a demon, but I'm not! But, you see, Deltasi, they didn't care what I looked like. They just wanted to help me out. So they offered to let me be a brother. They fed me, took care of me. They gave me a nickname, Brother Horny. I hated that nickname. Like, I really, really hated that nickname. But they were kind to me. Once I was finished pledging, they took me in, they took care of me, and Brother Chadwick, despite all of his odd views and strange sayings, he told me that friendship was the most important thing in the world. It's all we have, holding us together. I guess I took that to heart.
I understand. I understand how meaningful having a code like that must be. The few friendships I have been able to forge mean so much to me that, well, good night, Ati. I'm happy that you are the one I am journeying with right now.
I'm happy to be with you as well. Good night, Alu. Good night, Long Dong Silver.
Good night, Ati. Good night, Long Dong Silver. And then we both
go to sleep.
We both go to bed. We blow out the candle. Long Dong Silver goes, and then and yeah, we get some really good rest. Our lay on hands goes all the way up to max. Our health goes back up. We get all our like powers back. We are refreshed, and I assume we wake up with Long Dong Silver between us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, on the totally. Bed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because they're, like, pushed together, you had said, so yeah. I assume Long Dong
yeah.
Silver...
He's crevice in it.
That's, like, he just had to crevice, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so you guys, you see sunlight coming in through the window, and you feel super refreshed, and Long Dong Silver is very happy, and, you hear a little light knock at the door.
Ah, yes, just a moment. So I put my clothes, like, not my plate, but, you know, my clothing
clothes, yeah.
that goes underneath that on. I open up the door. Yes, good morning. Will breakfast be served soon?
It's Teoris, or Ted.
Ah, Ted, hello.
Oh, hey, Ted.
Hey, guys, how was your night?
Do come in, sit down.
He walks into the room, and he sees Long Dong Silver, and he just stops. And then he looks back and forth between Alum and Adi, and he just kind of gives a little half shrug and yeah, I could see it, yeah.
Oh, I'm not sure what you're referring to, but did you have a good night's rest?
Oh, no, I didn't really get any rest.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Don't be.
You're an odd fellow.
You call him Tim.
Ted.
Oh.
Yes, I don't understand your traditions, but I appreciate you as a friend. Now,
the door, you left the door ajar, and you see you see a woman peek in and look over at Ted and wave and say, you know, have a good day, Ted. And then you keep talking. That's it. I just wanted to make sure you saw that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ah, that was, do you know that woman, Ted?
Oh, now I do.
Ah, oh, I was meeting new people,
fast
I suppose.
Friends. Just like you and I are friends now, Ted. In the same way. Now.
Now a dwarf woman peeks her head in the door. Have a nice day, Ted.
Oh, wow, you've made quite a few friends, I see.
Made the right. Well, he did say he's been here before, I guess.
Ah, that's true.
Yes, a small town, good friends, good ale, good rest. Here, let's go downstairs and settle up with the innkeep.
Okay, so as you start walking towards the door just cracks open one last time, and the little halfling man goes, "That was awesome, Ted!" And keeps walking down the hall.
Super nicely.
Oh, totally nice.
Okay, so you guys are...
So it's what? Olga, I assume. That's the name, right?
The madam, yeah.
Yeah, the innkeep.
Yeah, so you're... Yeah, right, the innkeep.
So
you
go
sorry,
to the
madam,
innkeep.
What's wrong with me?
Ah, such a fine establishment you run here. What was the meaning of Long Dong Silver? What are you asking for him?
That's what we've named the donkey, by the way. Did he have a name before?
Didn't I say what it was? It was on his collar, right?
Didn't I say it was
Long Dong Silver?
No, I think it was just... Oh.
I think I was making a joke. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it just says this is the most exotic pack we offer. Hope this helps.
The most
exotic. Oh, unless his name was Olga, but that's the...
No. His name was Olga.
We just assumed it was a letter from Olga.
Yeah, I assumed the letter was from Olga, but I guess
it's like this is the most exotic package we have. Colon, Olga.
Oh, I missed that colon there.
No, you didn't.
He never misses the colon.
So the madam goes, "Oh, you must mean Olga."
What? I thought you were Olga.
What? No, I'm Famaril. What are you talking about?
Oh, I thought the letter was from Olga. Wasn't it signed Olga?
Yeah. Yes.
Are you
who is Olga?
What?
I'm very lost.
Olga's the donkey.
What?
But we named the donkey Long Dong Silver.
You can't just name a sentient creature again. What's wrong with you guys?
Okay. I don't know. When we said the name Olga, he didn't respond to it at all. I think he's taken a liking to it. Long Dong Silver! Now let me roll to see if he looks up.
Animal handling? Please roll animal handling.
Is that a thing?
It is. I have a +2. It's not trained, but I have it.
Oh,
do
shit.
It.
Come on, do this.
Actually, Joe, you say it too so we can both roll, please.
Okay, yes.
Long Dong Silver!
Long Dong Silver!
7?
Oh no.
9. So mine's a modified 9, and yours probably a modified 11.
Oh.
I don't know what it was before you rolled.
He looks in your general direction, but then he quickly looks away, so you're not really sure.
Huh?
I kinda... I seem to like it.
See that?
We got a reaction. Well, I mean, I guess it's like a nickname.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, we should really get going. I don't think we can take Long Dong Silver off of your hands, even though it was a.
No, I think we should. We really should.
No.
I'd like to take. How much would we have to pay you for Olga or Long Dong Silver?
Well, for Olga Long Dong, whatever you're calling the donkey now, combined with. The rest of the services from the evening,
mm-hmm.
and you said you were covering little Ted.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
I would say 35 gold, call it even.
That sounds fair.
That's a very expensive inn.
Getting a donkey.
I mean, I guess it's a very fine quality donkey.
If you want to leave the donkey, it's 34 gold.
What?
Wow. Oh, okay. Well, in that case,
I mean,
we might as well
take
it.
Very good sleep. We might as well take the donkey at that point, but
rather pricey. We should ask next time before we stay.
Yeah, we probably should. We really should ask.
I mean, we can afford. Okay, so let's see. We want to do split this 50-50?
Yeah, that sounds
just
fair.
Just kind of split that. All right, so that'll be what, like 17.5
You're gonna saw a gold piece in half?
I'll get silver.
I'll give you
17 gold pieces and like fucking 50 silver pieces or something.
Yeah, whatever. It's mine.
And I'll give you the same. Come on, Long Dong Silver. Let's go.
So, are you taking Ted with you too?
Ted, do you want to come with us?
Yeah, I would love to come with you guys. I don't really have anything. Like, I don't have any money, and my house is gone, and, like, I could stay here, but they won't let me stay here for free forever, and, like, I'm kind of worried that, like, the madam's only being nice to me, like, so that she can rope me into working here, and, like,
I was actually just gonna say...
No, boy, your age could use a fine job.
I was just gonna say, let me roll persuasion, I'd like to talk to, what was it, Flanriel?
Yeah, fuck it.
Flanriel, okay.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
It's like, I literally don't remember.
Oh, my friend Ted here clearly is quite close with those that you have working and living, working and staying in the establishment. He has nowhere to go back to. Perhaps you could allow him to stay and earn his keep while he is unable.
Oh, God, no!
What?
It's Ted.
No, Ted, it's okay.
I thought you liked it here, Ted.
Oh, I like it here, but I don't want to work here. It's a nice place to visit.
All right, well, Ted, why don't you come with us? You have to show us to the rookery anyway. Why don't you stay with us for a bit longer?
Maybe we can find a job for you there, tending the ravens, and then you can come here at night.
That's okay, sure. I can show you the rookery, that's fine, and then, yeah, we can do that.
All right. I invite you to come with us, but I think it'll be dangerous.
That's fair.
All right. Thank you again for all of the service you provided for us last night.
We do our best here.
Thank you, Femrail. Come on, Long Dong Silver, let's go.
Nay.
Okay.
Inexpensive donkey.
Yeah, it's a really good donkey.
Oh, by the way,
it's apparently very exhausting.
She hands you a bill. Hold on, I'm gonna just on your way. And like as you're squaring up, I'm gonna write out a bill.
Okay.
Here's your ye old receipt.
Good.
Okay, so she hands you a receipt.
I'll just toss this out. All right, let's see. We've got our receipt here. Let's see the room. The donkey was 50 silver for the night.
Ale was also 50 silver. The donkey to keep was a gold. Okay, so that all comes to 2 golds. Now, Ted's room,
redhead
6
brunette.
Gold, brunette 6 gold, blonde 6 gold, dwarf lady 6 gold, halfling man 9 gold, colon, close paren, 34 gold, what?
This is, Ted, what did,
Ted, what did you do?
Everything.
But,
what?
I did everything. I don't know, man. You only live once, you know. Life is short. The one day you wake up and, you know, maybe your whole family's dead and these nice, weird-looking dudes come and offer you a free room and a brothel and you're like, yeah, man, I'm just gonna try everything once, you know? Like, you never really know how, you know, what can happen, you know? So I thought I'd try it all.
I don't even know what to say, but...
Wanting to experience life to the fullest. I'm not quite sure what you were up to, Ted, but I'm happy you had a good time and have another tale to spin as part of your life story.
Ted, are you paying these people for their friendship? That's not a good way to earn friendship, Ted. You don't pay for people's friendship.
You're right, you don't.
Good. We've all learned something. Now, hopefully you'll never make this mistake again.
Right.
We're your true friends now, Ted. You don't have to pay us.
You can get everything you get from those people, from us, for free.
Oh, no, that's, you know what? I
everything.
Know, can I?
Everything.
Yeah,
everything?
Sure.
We even have a donkey. Ha, 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 ha.
That's a good place to go.
Oh,
all right.
Best episode, anyway.
That was a good episode. It was fun.
Our best friend, Ted.
All right, so thank you for joining us for that episode of D&D Bags, the Dungeons & Dragons podcast made by a bunch of D-Bags. Thank you for sticking around. That was fun. It was obviously very heavy on the RP, but, you know, in a positive, in a fun positive.
It was an ERP.
So I am Frankie the Dungeon Master, and if you wanted to... No, we're not at that part yet. I'm Frankie the Dungeon Master. If you want to talk to me on Twitter, you can follow me at Frankie the DM. Also, make sure to check us out on Facebook, D&D Bags, and follow us on Twitter at the DND Bags, N as in the letter N, not an ampersand. And also, of course, dndbags.com, which is most likely where you're listening to this episode, unless we've finally been approved for iTunes and it's up there. Alright, so thanks everybody.
This episode's gonna get us unapproved for iTunes. I'm Joe and I play Ashi.
I'm Andy and I play Illumi.
I'm Frankie and I hate chiptunes.
This is the podcast and it plays the chiptunes.
I wish I knew what the chiptunes sounded like, so when I was humming the fake chiptunes, it would actually be like what we got to play. And not just
spoken this language in a while. Listen, this is embarrassing. Could you drop a beat for me?
Yeah. Not playing that at the end. Just, you know, it, bonus for the listeners, if you stay after the chip tunes, you get to hear that.
Skip it a bop 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 boop 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 skip it bop 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 achi.
This is the cut song. The cut song.
Time for the cut song. Cut song. Coming up with names, yeah. Something funny. Something cool. Something that doesn't have to do with ravens, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's called the Schlongen Boon.
The Schlongen. You can't say that.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
How sure are you?
I'm fairly certain.
I think it's called the Schlongen Boon.
Oh, is that Dwarven?
I'm literally reading these, and it's so funny because they literally all work as brothel names.
What are you looking up?
The Wizard and the Cat. It's a random tavern name generator. The Blessing and the Scroll. The Sword and the Book. Alright, I like the Sword and the Book.
Okay.
You want that? I mean, the Imp and the Serpent.
Oh, yeah, I like the Imp and the Serpent better.
Okay. Okay, so wait, who asked me what it was?
I did. Do you want me to say it again?
Yeah, sure.
Not enough cock and balls.